A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adunuju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our discussion and meditation, we're looking at the epistle of Paul to the Colossians, chapter number 1. We read from verse number 3 through to verse number 6. The Bible says, "We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth." In verse 3 of our passage of consideration, Paul the Apostle gave two principal duties and responsibilities of the believer: the duty of thanksgiving. Do not forget, in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21, the Bible says, "These people have I formed for myself, and they shall show forth my praise." God desires our thanksgiving and praise, and that is the password into the presence of God: giving thanks to God. We're commanded to give thanks to God, to rejoice in Christ, and give thanks to God on a daily basis. It is the duty, a very important duty and responsibility of the believer to daily acknowledge and give thanks to God for the gifts of life, for the daily benefits that we enjoy from God, giving thanks to God. The second important duty is that of prayers outside of the study of the word. Like I said, these are two very vital duties of the believer out of many: praying always. And this prayer is not a self-centered prayers, not the prayers for I, me, and myself. Prayer of intercession, taking time to pray for others, to pray for people, to pray for the kingdom of God, the advancement of God's kingdom, to pray for our nation. Paul said, "I am giving thanks to God. I give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you." We are commanded to pray without ceasing. We are also commanded by the same Apostle Paul that we should be careful for nothing. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, we should be careful for nothing. We should not be anxious about anything, but in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we should let our request be made known to God. So Paul said, "I am engaged in these two principal disciplines of the believer: duty of thanksgiving to God and of praying always for you." In verse number 4 and verse number 5, Paul highlighted three basic necessities in the believer's walk with God. They are primary responsibilities of the believer, very vital necessities in our lives. And number 1, he said, your faith, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus. Your faith in Christ Jesus must be strong. If you are going to get anything from God in the kingdom, then your faith must be strong. I have always described faith as a major currency of exchange in God's kingdom. We exchange our faith for the promises and the blessings of God. Do not forget, in Hebrews chapter number 11 and in verse number 6, the Bible says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." So faith is a rewarder. We only get reward from God through faith. And outside of faith, it becomes difficult. It becomes impossible to please God. We cannot please God without faith. We cannot receive anything from God without faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 33, speaking about the men of faith, the Bible says, "These men, through faith, subdued kingdoms, they wrought righteousness, and they obtained promises, and they stopped the mouth of lions." So we obtain promises only by faith. We are able to obtain promises, the promises of God, by faith. And this faith must be in none other person but in Christ Jesus. Paul said, "We are giving thanks to God I'm praying for you since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus. Without faith, you cannot please God. Your faith in Christ must be strong. Your faith must be like that of Abraham. Abraham knew God told him to go and sacrifice his son Isaac on one of the mountains of Moriah. But Abraham was so sure he was going to sacrifice Isaac. Abraham was convinced that he was still coming back with Isaac, coming back with him alive. The Bible says he did not stagger at the promises of God, being not weak in faith. He considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And so like Abraham, you must be strong in faith, giving glory to God. Concerning Isaac, Abraham was sure he was coming back with him. The Bible says he accounted that God was able to raise Isaac from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. You must have this faith in God, a very strong faith, the faith of Shadrach, of Meshach, and Abednego, the faith that will not bow to the golden image of Nebuchadnezzar, the faith that will not mourn because he did not bow. Let your faith in Christ Jesus be strong. This is a tool to receiving from God. This is the currency of exchange in the kingdom of God, your faith in God. Let your faith in Christ be also heard. Your faith in Christ must be a very strong one. Faith is a necessity in the kingdom. You cannot please God without faith. You cannot obtain promises without faith. You cannot quench the fiery darts of the enemies without faith. We need the faith of God to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. So we quench the darts of the wicked by faith. So faith is a necessity in the kingdom. Number two necessity of the kingdom is love. Your faith is towards God, then your love must be towards the brethren. Love which is you have to all the saints. You must have love to the saints, love for the brethren, for the other believers in Christ, love for mankind, for people, for men and women that God has created in his own image. This love is not lost. It is a love that does not take advantage of others. Lust is what takes advantage of others. Lust is what gratifies itself at the expense of others. Love, rather, satisfies and pleases others at the expense of self. The love that God had for mankind that made him give, he gave his only begotten son. God loved, God gave. You must also love like God and be willing to give and not take advantage of others. So love is a necessity in the kingdom. You cannot claim to be the kingdom of God if you do not have love. You must have love for the people of God. You must have love for the brethren. You must have love for all the saints. Love is a necessity in the kingdom, a basic requirement. You cannot be in Christ and not be in love. You must love the people. You must love genuinely. The agape love, the love that is not based on any condition, the love that does not take advantage of others. Do not forget, the basic necessity number one in the kingdom is faith towards Christ Jesus, or faith in Christ Jesus. Number two is love for all the saints. And number three is the hope which is laid up in heaven. Hope, you must have hope in Christ. Hope in this world and hope beyond this world. Don't forget, if only in this life we have hope in Christ, we have of all men the most miserable, the hope of eternal life, which is laid up for you in heaven. You must have this hope in God. The hope keeps you going in this wicked and troubled world, in this world of difficulties and pressure. We keep going because of the hope that we have. We have hope that what we are going through at the moment will turn to us for our testimony. We have hope that there is a treasure laid up for us in heaven. We have hope of a better life here, a better future, a better tomorrow. We have hope. We have hope because we know that our future is in God's hand. And we know that God knows the thought that he thinks towards us, the thought of peace and not of evil, to give us, to give you a future and a hope, to give you an expected end. We have this strong hope, and we have this hope that Jesus is ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of God, making intercessions for us. We have this hope that Jesus is coming again into the world to take the saints to himself, and we are one of them. We have this hope that whichever comes first, whether death or the rapture, that we will meet with Christ and enjoy with him in eternity. A basic necessity in the kingdom of God. Hope in what is laid up in heaven for us. Love towards all the saints and faith in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Father, increase my faith. Strengthen my faith in you. Let my faith not waver. Let me not be weak in faith. Let me be strong in faith in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that Lord, you will strengthen me. Let my faith in you be strong in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to pray and ask for the miracles, the visitation of God that will strengthen your faith. Father, I ask for the blessings, the miracles and the visitations of you, the living God, that will strengthen my faith. Give me the miracle. Give me the blessings. Give me the visitation that will deepen my faith in you, that will increase my faith in you. Let a miracle happen for me that will deepen my faith in you, that will strengthen my faith in you. I obtain by faith in you, O God. I receive promises in you, O God, by faith in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to pray, Father, let my love for the brethren be genuine. Let me be stronger in love and be loving. Let me love my brethren. Let me love all the saints according to your word in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to pray, Father, let my hope not be deferred. Visit me and reward me. Oh God, let my hope not be dashed. Let my expectations be granted. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I pray that your faith in God, in Christ Jesus, will be strong, that you will be built up on your most holy faith in the name of Jesus. I pray that your faith in Christ will deliver your heart desires, your blessings and miracles to you. I pray in the name of Jesus that your love for the brethren will be strong and that your hope of eternal life will not be dashed. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for a glorious service on Sunday at the Light Cathedral. 7:30 a.m. the School of the Spirit starts, and by 8:25 worship service commences. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. If you're in Abeokuta, join us at Ebimfem Filling Station, Itaeko, Abeokuta. Time is 8 a.m. If you're in Lagos, join us at Etisalat Building, opposite WAEC office, Ogba, Lagos, and time is 9 a.m. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Aduluju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.